And you can't just drop that because we have new people on the board. I mean, those are the schools that need the most attention.
Regent Collins is referring to city schools that were deemed struggling and placed under receivership. Collins encourages the new board members to make sure those schools are not ignored.
So how do you not, you know, give them the attention? And plus, much of the state budget has gone to schools that are struggling, creating other opportunities like for our community schools, parent engagement office at the state level. So you can't just drop everything because you have new people on the board.
Receivership is pending in a court lawsuit, but in March, the state education department moved 10 of 25 struggling city schools off the receivership list.
I was thrilled to death because that meant there's some movement upward, not down. So we have to be proud of that, you know, and I am certainly proud of that.
Current minority board member Barbara Seals Nevergold tells WBFO News she's hoping new members can work together and collaborate with Superintendent Dr. Kreiner Cash.
And for what he's proposed going forward in terms of his educational plan. But I would also like to see the board as an entity work more closely together. I'd like us to determine what our vision plan is. The board has one employee, that's a superintendent, and we have to evaluate his progress. And we can't do that unless we as a board understand what it is we're looking for. We have to set the goals and objectives for the superintendent, and we have not been able to do that as a board.
The new majority members were all backed by the Buffalo Teachers Federation, but Seals Nevergold says she does not believe it will affect board work on the teachers' contracts.
There was no quid pro quo made with the union that who backed the candidates. Because, you know, if we look at some of the business organizations like the Buffalo Niagara Partnership, they backed a number of candidates and no one was indicating that they wanted to take over the school district.
With the former board majority losing its power, some see the new members as removing a divide. Still others are predicting it could be a setback for school reform. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.